The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
What are you doing up at 5 o'clock in the morning?
Same thing you are, Madge, I guess.
Charlie told me to set the alarm for 5 o'clock. He was going to leap out of bed and go for an early morning dip in the lake.
Yeah.
So the alarm goes off and I'm the only one who's out of
bed. Same thing here.
You know, I've got to borrow some coffee.
Oh.
I thought I packed everything to bring out to the cottage here. And of all things, I forgot the coffee.
Oh, I've got plenty of coffee, Madge.
I think the boys are crazy to go in swimming. The water's much too cold yet.
Well, it wouldn't be so bad if they were just dashing in and dashing out, but I certainly don't approve of this idea of swimming across the lake.
Across the lake?
Yes, didn't Charlie tell you? Your husband, as far as I can figure out, dared my husband to swim across the lake with him this morning. I think it is absolutely crazy.
Across the lake?
Yes, is this enough coffee?
Really, what gets into... Oh, yes, that's plenty. Thanks a lot. Really, what gets into men to get such hair-brained ideas? Now, why do they want to swim across the lake?
I don't know.
At least a mile.
That's Charlie's idea, so you'll have to ask him.
Well, I will. I certainly will. Thanks for the coffee.
That's all right, Ned. Well, good morning to you.
Hi.
A bit chilly, isn't it, this morning for a swim?
No, not at all, not at all.
Oh, don't torture yourself by standing around your swimming trunks. Put something on. Where's your robe?
I don't need a robe. Thought I'd just dash down, see how the water is, plunge in, and limber up a bit.
I don't see how you can stand it. It's so cold.
No, it's not really cold. It's stimulating. It's bracing.
Yes, well, you're going to need something to brace you up in a minute, the way you're shivering.
Sure, I'm a little cold now, but I'll be all right as soon as I get down there in the water.
Yeah. Here's your robe. Slip into it so you'll have something to put on when you get out of the water.
I don't need it. I'm not cold.
Hold on. As a favor to me.
Well, I don't need it. If you want me to. Well, would you care to join me?
No, thank you.
Well, you don't know what you're missing.
Oh, yes, I do.
Oh, come on. Come on in with me.
Oh,
huh?
No, indeed. I don't know why people who go in for early morning dips always want to drag everyone else with them.
Oh, do you good. Do you good. When is Charlie's up?
I think so. Look, just because he dared you to swim across the lake, you aren't in condition, dear. It is much too cold.
Look, I will not discuss it anymore. If he can do it, so can I. Now, I'm just going down to test the water, and I'll be right back. Fix some coffee.
For brighter, gayer Saturdays, make a resolution to listen to CBS Radio, where you'll find all the variety that spices life every Saturday in the year. Variety is the keynote of the Galen Drake Show, combining tuneful entertainment with the warm and witty conversations of Galen Drake himself, specialist extraordinary on everything under the sun. You'll get a bigger kick out of your Saturdays when you join Galen and his talented gang every week over most of these same stations. And speaking of big kicks, there are two other top-flight variety shows you'll enjoy every Saturday here at the Star's Address. First, a full hour of fun with witty Robert Q. Lewis as guide and mentor, backed by a full cast of singers and entertainers. Then CBS Radio's Amos and Andy Music Hall comes your way on most of these same stations. With Amos and Andy in the driver's seat, you never know what zany turn events will take next. But you can always be sure they'll surprise you and amuse you, too. So if you're looking ahead to a wonderful weekend, you can't do better than include Amos and Andy, Robert Q. Lewis, and Galen Drake in your Saturday plans.
Betsy, here's some orange juice for you, dear.
Thank you, Mommy. Is Daddy sick?
No, Daddy's not sick. I'm just thawing him out. Keep that blanket around you, dear. You want some more hot coffee?
Yes, please.
You know, come to think of it, maybe you shouldn't have a lot of hot coffee. If you're about to set out across the cold lake, you might get cramps.
Give me some coffee, please.
How do you feel, dear?
I'm all right. My gosh.
Well, you are blue with cold.
Well, sure I'm cold. I'll warm up in a few minutes.
You make me so mad if just taking a morning dip does this to you. What makes you think you can make it across the lake?
Just to begin with, you're not cold when you're in the water.
Oh, nonsense. Really, I think all this must be something basically psychological. You men always want the approval of other men. As I said last night, if Mad Bemis said she was going to swim across the lake, it wouldn't make me do it.
Charlie Bemis always acts as though nobody can do anything he can do.
Daddy?
And I'll tell you one thing. Nobody's going to call me chicken and get away with it.
Mommy, what's Daddy going to do?
Your father's going to swim across the lake.
Across the lake?
Yes.
Across the lake?
Even Betsy can hardly believe her ears.
Oh, Daddy, can you do it?
Well, yes. Yes, of course I can do it.
Why do you let Daddy go and swim and you don't let me?
Well, darling, I don't let Daddy do anything. He does what he
there,
wants.
There, you see, that's what's wrong with kids nowadays. They think father can't do anything unless mother lets
him. Oh, Daddy, Betsy, I don't let Daddy do things. He does what he wants to do, and he is determined to swim across the lake.
Why?
Why, indeed? Because Mr. Bemis doesn't think Daddy can do it, and Daddy's going to show him that he can. Why, I shall never understand.
I do. Mary Lou didn't think I could climb up the apple tree, and I showed her I could.
You fell down, too?
Yes, but I got up there.
You can get your clothes on. Too chilly to sit around your nightie in bathrobe. Run along and put on your slacks and a sweater, too. Hurry up, dear.
Well, my daughter understands me, even if you don't.
Well, my daughter doesn't understand. She may be a fatherless child before the day is out. Well, I just hope she remembers you. She's only 7. There. I told you, you should have had some decent pictures taken last Christmas, but as usual, we let it go. Well, I wish you'd stop it. You haven't swum that far since you went to school. Charlie was a champion swimmer. He dives, he goes off the high board.
Look, I can swim as well as Charlie, and if it's necessary, I can dive off the high board. I'll prove that to you this summer.
Oh, not
I'm not a weakling, you know, for Pete's sake.
I know you're not, dear, but common sense.
I am swimming across the lake, and that's the end of it.
Well, can't I at least go alongside in a rowboat? All right, forget it. Well, there's Charlie. He just walked out of their cottage. You better unwind from that blanket if you don't want him to see you all bundled up. And could I make one more slight suggestion?
Yeah, what?
Let me rub a little olive oil on you.
Ooh.
Well, that's what channel swimmers do. The oil will help protect you somewhat from the cold, okay?
Will it show?
No. Hold still. Here, you can put some on your legs, too.
All right, now stop worrying about me, will you? I'll be all right.
Yes, dear, of course you will. How was the water, huh?
Well, it's cold. I mean, it's not bad, but it's not warm.
Hold still. Now, let me get some oil on your back, huh?
I'll be warmer when I get in the water,
Let me get your shoulders. Hold still. Whatever happened to Gertrude Ederle?
What?
You know, the one who swam the English Channel years ago.
Oh, I don't know. Okay, all right, stop putting oil on me. Stop, will you? Yeah. Can Charlie hide that thing then?
Now, listen, you didn't tell me how you're getting back. You're certainly not swimming back.
No. I think he has a friend over there who's got a boat, you know, he'll bring us back.
What friend?
I don't know. He said he knew somebody over there.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Now, don't worry about me, will you? I'll be okay.
Well, I can kiss me goodbye, maybe the last time.
Oh, stop it. I'm not. How's that?
Just like kissing Jack Frost.
Are you coming, pal, or did you get cold feet?
I'll be right there.
Right, Charlie. Yes. Come on, put on your sweater. There it is, right over there. Come on.
Gee, I didn't know Daddy could swim that far.
Well, come on now. We'll start off. Oh, hello, Madge.
I thought I'd better go down and see the boys off.
Oh, now, really, aren't they something? Swimming across now. I'm pleased to death.
Oh, really?
Honestly, I never know what Charlie's going to do next.
Well, at least it makes life interesting, huh?
Yes. Come on, Betsy.
You know, I never thought to ask Charlie. Are they swimming back, too?
Hmm? Oh, no. I believe he said Charlie had some friend over there with a boat.
Oh. Well, could be. Well, come on, let's get down to the beach. You know, the two of them look frozen, don't they?
Don't they? Oh, honestly. Oh, you know, Matt, that's the girls' beach club right across the lake. I suppose some of the girls would be only too glad to bring the boys back, huh? Come on, Betsy.
What girls' beach club?
Betsy, you haven't said good morning to Mrs. Bemis.
Good morning, Mrs. Bemis.
Good morning. What girls' beach club?
Oh, you know, the business girls' beach club right across there. I know they have a boat.
Maybe we'll be lucky to see the boys by evening. They might just decide they're too worn out to even ride back on a boat. I imagine there's always some cute young things over there who would like to be taught to swim.
Oh.
What's the matter?
Well, this is the first I knew of any business girls' beach club right across there.
Oh, well, I know it's there. We were over there one time to take some papers to Miss Winters from the office. And really, some of these young secretaries are just adorable. I know I said at the time, I said...
Charlie Bemis, wait a minute. I want to talk to you.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. We take you now to Beechnut Babyland for a forum on Beechnut Baby Cereal. Excuse me, ma'am. Which Beechnut Baby Cereal are you discussing? All five kinds. Oatmeal, rice, corn, mixed cereal, and high protein. Quite a variety. Which Beechnut Baby Cereal is your favorite? Oh, whichever one you happen to be eating. Because all Beechnut Baby Cereals are so very special. The reason? They come from a very special place. Beechnut Babyland. A wonderland of the finest foods for babies. Like Beechnut Baby Cereal. So rich in vitamins, minerals, and proteins. They're extra nourishing and extra nice. Pre-cooked for tempting smoothness and flavor. And now in delightful picture book packages. Get Beechnut. The most babied foods in the world.
Oh, look, Madge, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I want to know who this friend is who has a boat that's bringing you back.
Oh, don't you worry about it, hon. Several people over there have boats. We'll get back all right. Don't you worry about us.
No, don't worry. We'll get back all right.
I understand the business girl Beach Cart is over there. They have a very nice boat.
Eh? What? Well, what do you mean, dear?
You know perfectly well what I mean.
Oh, now, Madge, I don't think we need to worry about the boys. I certainly trust my husband.
I suppose your secretary belongs to the Business Girls Beach Club, too, Charlie Demon?
I don't know what you're talking about, Madge.
What seems to be the matter here?
It isn't enough that you see her all week at the office. You've got to swim all the way across the lake to see her while she's on vacation, too.
Oh, Madge, now, look, I'm sure the boys...
Madge, you got this all wrong. Miss Bidwell isn't on vacation now, anyhow.
All these stories that you've been working late at the office.
Oh, my gosh, I have been working late at the office. What the heck has that got to do with our swimming across the lake?
I thought you were crazy to swim across the lake when it's not any warmer than this, but oh, no, you wanted the exercise.
You now look here, Madge. Oh, sweetheart, you just don't know
well,
what...
Well, I'll tell you this much, Charlie Demas. You swim across the lake and you needn't come back at all. Not at all.
Oh, look, I'm awfully sorry. We better call it off. I don't know what to... Madge, baby, sweetheart.
Boy... No wonder he bullies everybody else. Easy to see who wears the pants in that family.
Yes.
But what got into Madge? To begin with, that girl's beach club is a mile down the beach on the other side of...
Oh, is it? Oh, I thought...
Hey, wait a minute. You know something? I think I detect your fine hand in all this.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Well, aren't you glad?
Yeah, I am. As a matter of fact, I'll let you in on something. I don't think I'd have made it.
Oh, yes, you would, dear. I just didn't want you to get pneumonia.
Aren't you going across, Daddy?
Well, not today, dear. Your mother decided. I mean, the water's a little cold, and...
But you can swim across that far, can't you, Daddy?
Oh, yes, certainly, sir. Sure, I can.
Maybe in July, dear, he will, when the water's warmer.
Make it August. I'll need 2 months to get in shape.
Oh, goody. I'll tell everyone that my daddy's going to swim way across the lake. And will you dive off the high board for me too, Daddy?
Why, of course he will. Your daddy is wonderful.
Oh, boy. Maybe someday I'll learn.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunn, with Martha Greenhouse, Don Briggs, and Clancy Myers, and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz inviting you to listen again Monday for The Couple Next Door. ¶¶